Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennelcalp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. Each and every day, we continue to grow exponentially with your help by continuing to pay it forward. Do three audio versions each and every day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 365. Each and every day now in my sixth year of doing so. This is my YouTube offering, Bill Holt at 8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up. More importantly, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We grow one star seed at a time. Usually I do these YouTubes somewhere around 5 to 10 minutes. They kind of are the precursor, billboard, whatever, about what I'm going to outline at my audio shows a little bit later. One's entitled Workouts for Geriatrics. The other is called Main Mentor Moments in Business and in Life, mostly in life, now fully retired. And then, of course, my Holistic Healing Hour, where I prelude upcoming guests, provocative guests, talking about subjects always encompassing food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today, I want to reflect back long ago and far away to my childhood, talking about a then so classified, using my quotation fingers for those of you that may be hearing this on my audio show, so classified a hobo back in the late 50s, early 60s. I have no way of knowing if it was ever really the gentleman's name, but we kids at the time, I was a very young child, we called him Singing Sam. And he appeared to be a hobo. Street person at that time, if you will. There was a particular area of Portland, Maine, where I grew up, in the West End, then called Hobo Island, where such transients, drunkards, but come to find out, many years later, reflecting back, so many people with mental illness on the streets then. Singing Sam, most assuredly, God rest his soul, being one of them, probably having some sort of dementia and or Alzheimer's. But the key to the story is how he got his name is he always was walking around singing to himself and or humming constantly. And I think he was a non-threat to kids in any nefarious way. Back then, it was, long ago and far away. It was a different time. So he would stop and he would talk to kids, but he would talk to anybody. So it wasn't a weird thing, I don't think, in any kind of he was going to kidnap kids or whatever. But he would always say, obviously, things that challenged his mental status, even as a young child. He would say things like, goo 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 goo. You're going to be Indian chief. You're going to be a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. But he was always happy within his own now, so many years thinking back, his own dementia, whatever. He obviously had mental issues, but he was happy. The point of the story is, this is a follow-up to some information I've been researching for a really long time about meditation and humming, songs, vocal cords, the history of, it's something I'm going to expand upon at one of my audio shows a little bit later today. And it's on the backside at now of taping on Wednesday, May 15th, of then last evening's continuation of the weekly guidance meditations I go to, led by Seth Lee Fusansky at freedomsnap.org. Check out his new website, by the way, imawakenow.com. But he led us in meditation there. I go there, it's part of my therapy, and listen. And I believe it was entitled Echoes of the Voice. And there, Seth's just introducing whatever our familiarity is. And there's those that have come into all different degrees, pun intended, of frequencies and indoctrination to the subject matter at hand. Point being, he talked about isolating humming, singing, making noises, a tone. We actually replicated a sound personifying the uniqueness of our voices to go hand in hand with the innate traits of allowing the body to heal itself, mind, body, and soul. So at the shows, I want to talk more a little bit later about Singing Sam. Definitely an older gentleman. I can see him right now. Always carried a shopping bag. We never really knew what the contents within were. Possibly his belongings. I believe he was probably a street person. But rumor had it, when he passed away, he was quite wealthy. I have no way of, validating or validating that. But the point of the story is, he was always happy. He was always happy. And he was known, he probably was schizophrenic or something like that, not playing a doctor, but he used to walk quite extensively. That's usually a given trait of schizophrenia as well. And he would walk around the peninsula of Portland, which isn't a gigantic city, but that's some mileage, covering it daily, weekly. And then through the years, I remember him from the late 50s to the early 60s, and he probably passed away, somewhere shortly thereafter, because I think he was quite elderly then. He had a white beard, a shopping bag. He was happy, and he sang song. Take away the shopping bag. I walk a lot. I guess I have a white beard. I'd like to think I'm happy and definitely totally harmless. I might be knocking on the door of dementia or Alzheimer's. All in jest. We talk about mental health and wellness. Going to talk more about Singing Sam, using him as a childhood memory, but we're going to be talking about some verbiage that came up in the meetings last night. Thank you, Greg, who holds it all together for us via the videos and YouTubes at the aforementioned weekly coherence meetings, freedomsnap.org. Join us there. Always looking for the 100th Monkey Mind. Stay tuned. We may have a surprise around the corner with Seth Leif Brzezinski and myself. Continue paying it forward. We're going to be talking about voice inflection, humming, singing, what it can and does do when you can isolate it within the organs of the body and the neural fiber highway, and continuing in my capacity as the porcelain junction box to put you in touch with all of that. So we're at about the 8-minute mark. I did want to introduce Singing Sam. Hope you all listening over at the shows continue to do that. We do grow one star seed at a time. It's all about mental health and wellness. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. And at my audio shows, I'll tell you a lot more about some upcoming guests and things that are on the agenda, and a couple of folks that outreach to me through their agencies and themselves, one of which I'll be having a chat with this afternoon, and you may be hearing about Shiloh in an upcoming show, and I already did a prelude show pertinent to that subject. So things are good. We're moving forward. Through the mind, the body, and the soul. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.